Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ili Nishmas, Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Sukkah Daf Yud Daled. Before we start the new sugya of Nesorim, I would like to mention a small he'ora on the Gemara before the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Elozor, Lomo nimshelo tfiloson shel tzadikim ke'eter. Loimar lecho, ma eter ze mehapeches atvuo bagoyren mimokom lemokom, af tfiloson shel tzadikim mehapeches daitoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimidas achzorius lemidas rachmonus. Lanius daiti, the lashon of the Gemara here, is very difficult to understand. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two hanhoges. One hanoge is Midas Hadin, and one hanoge is Midas Harachamim. If the Gemara would have said, Tfiloson shel tzadikim mehapeches daitoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi Midas Hadin le Midas Harachamim, then we would understand the Loshon. But the Gemara says that Tfiloson shel tzadikim מהפכס דייטוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא ממידס אכזוריוס. מידס אכזוריוס, it's not שייך מידס אכזוריוס by הקדוש ברוך הוא. By בוסר ודום, it is שייך. And how? But by הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכולי רחמים, what's שייך מידס אכזוריוס? So the truth is that we have the same sugya in Yevomis, דף סמך דלת עמוד א', and there the גרסה in the Gemara is, instead of Mimidas achzorius, the Gemara there is goyres mimidas ragzonus. And the same thing we find in the Ein Yaakov, here in Sukkah, that is also goyres in our Gemara, like the Gemara in Yevomis, instead of mimidas achzorius, he's goyres mimidas ragzonus. So if we change the girse, and we're goyres mimidas ragzonus, then we could understand the Loshon of the Gemara. But according to our Girse, that we're Goyres, Mimidas Achzorius, then the Loshon of Gemara is very, very difficult to understand. I saw B'Siyata D'Shmaya in a sefer called Einei Kol Chai. It's one of the many Sforim of Reb Chaim Falaji Zecher Tzadik Livrocho. And there we find that he asks Mamesh the Kasha that we mentioned before. And I would like to quote his Lashon, his beautiful Lashon. Koshe, the b'chol duchte nakti mimidas hadin lemidas harachamim. Ve'eich hocho noktu achzorius. Ki ein ze lishne me'alye klapi mailo. V'u mamesh hepech midosoi. Ki chanun verachum Hashem. Verachamov al kol masov. We see that Reb Chaim Falaji asks the kasha, mamish word for word, and Reb Chaim Falaji answers that beemes Yitzchok and Rivko, even mitzad midas hadin, they were worthy to have children. Just there was a special midah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is called midas achzorius, which looks like achzorius, like we'll soon see. It's not real achzorius. It looks like achzorius, which prevented Yitzchok and Rivka to have children. And explains Reb Chaim Falaji that it says in Parshas Chayesoro, Perek Chov Daled, Posuk Samech, and I quote, Vayevorchu es Rivka, vayoymru lo achoyseinu, at hayila alfei revovo. When Rivka left the house of Lavan and his mother, then Lavan and his mother blessed Rivka, and they said, Achoyseinu, at hayil alfei revovo, our sister, you should multiply, le'alfei revovo. This blessing is what prevented Yitzchak and Rivka to have children. As we see in the Medrash Rabbo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that if Yitzchak and Rivka will have children, then the Oivde Avodah Zorah, including Lavan and his mother, would say that the reason why Yitzchok and Rivka had children is because our blessing, because of the blessing of Lavan and his mother, which were Oiv David Zorah. And adds Reb Chaim Falaji, and he says that when they blessed Rivka and they said, Achoiseinu, they meant to say that if you'll be our sister, which means that you will act like us, that you will worship Avodah Zarah, then you should be blessed with children. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that Yitzchak and Rivka should have children, that there shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem, that the Oivdei Avodah Zarah would say that the reason why Yitzchak and Rivka had children is because of the blessing of Lavan and his mother, which were Oived Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Gemara means to say, Mimidas Achzorius, that the Midas Achzorius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is that even though that Alpi Midas Adin, Yitzchak and Rivka were worthy to have children, but because of this reason that there should not be a Chilul Hashem, therefore Hashem wanted to prevent from them from having children. And in spite of that, came the tefillah, the tremendous tefillah of Yitzchak and Rivka, and overcame this Midas Achzorius, and therefore Hashem listened to their tefillah, and they were zoiche to have children. We'll start now a new sugya, the sugya of Nesorim. The Gemara says, Veshmuel Omar, Beshein bo arbo machloikes, aval yesh bo arbo, divrei hakoil psulo. Says Shmuel that the machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that less than four is kosher lesikuch, and Rabbi Meir holds that it's posel lesikuch. But lekule alme, if the nesorim are four tfochim, lekule alme they're posel lesikuch. Explains Rashi that the esoida machloikis is that since roiv batim, most of the houses, the roofs were made from Nesorim, which were wide for Tfachim. And a miut of the houses, the roofs were made from Nesorim, which were less than for Tfachim. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says that Chachomim Rechoshesh only for Roiv. Since Roiv of the Batim are made from Nesorim, which are wide for, therefore, Chachomim pasled also a sukkah which is made with Nesorim, which are wide for, because Chachomim were afraid that a person would leave the sukkah and go into the house, because there's no difference between the sukkah and the house. Both the Nesorim are four tfachim. On the other hand, if you're mesakech the sukkah with Nesorim, which are less than four, since Roiv Batim, the majority of houses, are not made with Nesorim, which are less than four, therefore Chachomim were not afraid that a person would leave the sukkah and go into the house, and Chachomim were not choishesh for the miut batim, that the roofs are made with Nesorim, which are less than four. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir holds that Chachomim were choishesh even for miut, as the Achronim say that Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Meir l'shitosoi, that holds in a few places in Shas that chayshinen lemiut. Therefore, says Rav Meir, since there's a miut of houses which the roofs are made from Nesorim, which are less than four, therefore also the sukkah is posel if you're mesakach the sukkah with Nesorim that are less than four, because Chachomim were afraid that the person would leave the sukkah and go into the house. So according to Rashi comes out that the esoida machloikis is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're choishesh only for roiv and not for miut, and according to Rabbi Meir, we're choishesh even for miut. In Shuvas Avnei Nezer, or Achaim, Simen Tov Peihei, Sif Kotn Lamates, he brings the explanation of Rashi that we mentioned before, and he asks on Rashi a very interesting kasha. We find in the Gemara Lekamon, on Dafla Medvov Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could only be mesakech the sukkah with schach that comes from one of the four minim which are kosher for lulav, which means that you could only use schach for the sukkah which comes from either a lulav tree, or a esrig tree, or a hadasim tree, or an aravis tree. But any other tree is not kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda l'sikuch. If so, it comes out that when Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah makes a distinction between nesorim, which are 4 tfachim, and nesorim, which are less than 4 tfachim, comes out that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking only legabi nesorim, which are from one of the 4 minim that are kosher for lulav. If so, asks Davni Nezer, that it should come out that just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that nesorim, which are less than 4 tfachim, are kosher l'sikuch, because we're not choishesh lemiut, and therefore Chachamim were not goyzer that a person would leave his sukkah and go into the house, the same thing should apply also to gabi nesorim that are wide for tfachim. There's also no reason to be goyzer that if a person would be mesakech a sukkah with nesorim that are 4 tfachim, which are made from one of the 4 minim that are kosher for lulav, there's no chashash that I'll leave the sukkah and go into the house. Since even though that roiv batim, the majority of houses, the roofs are made from nesorim, which are 4 tfachim, but those nesorim are not made from one of the 4 minim, which are kosher for lulav. If so, we have a big distinction between the nesorim that are kosher for sukkah and the nesorim that are used for the houses. So if so, it should come out that there's no reason to be goyzer, even by nesorim, which are 4 tfachim, which are made from one of the 4 minim, which are kosher for lulav, they should be kosher l'sukkah, and there's no reason to be goyzer atu, the nesorim of a bayis. That's the kasha of Davni Nezer. Davni Nezer says that he once met a big goyen echod, and he told him this kasha, and this goyen answered him in 6 words. And I quote the lashon of the Avni Nezer: Ho'ilonois she'oisin mehem nesorim heim arova. This goyen told Avni Nezer that the nesorim, which the Gemara mentions that the derech was to use them for to make the roofs of houses, they were made from atzei arova. Therefore, the gzeira of Chachomim is very well understood. Since the derech was to make the nesorim of the roofs of the houses also from Eitz Arova, which is also kosher for sikuch according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Avni Nezer that in the beginning he did not understand the teretz of this goyen, since we know that the metzias is that houses, the roofs are not made, the nesorim of roofs are not made from Eitz Arova. But, says the Avni Nezer, and after that, he found that it's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, in the first perek of Orla, that we see in the Yerushalmi that Stam Ilonois Srak, regular Ilonois Srak, are called Eitz Arova. If so, says the Avni Nezer, we must say that there are a few kinds of Atzei Arova. We have one kind of Atzei Arova, which the Torah calls Arvei Nachal. And that is the Arovis tree, which grows next to the streams of water and next to the lakes. But we have another Arovis tree, which is also called Atzei Arova. It's the same family of Arvei Nachal. And from that tree, the derech was to make nesorim for the roofs of houses. Therefore, says the Avni Nezer, that it comes out that even though that from that Arovis tree, which the derech was to make from it nesorim for houses, it's not kosher for the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. In spite of that, since it's called Atzei Arova, it's kosher l'sikuch. And since it's kosher l'sikuch, therefore Chachomim u'goyzer that if these nesorim, this Atzei Arova, the Nesarim of four Tfachim, you cannot be Mesakech with the Sukkah, Gzeira, maybe the person would leave the Sukkah and go into the house, since the house is also, the roofs of the houses are also made from the same Atzei Arova. La'anius Daiti, we can answer the Kasha of the Avnei Nezer in another way. We find in the Gemara Lekamon, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara asks Ostira Bedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. On one hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, as we mentioned before, that you could only be Mesakech Sukkah with Eitzim, which come from one of the Minim that are kosher for Mitzvahs Lulav. On the other hand, we find on the Furish HaBraise that Rabbi Yehuda says that you could be Mesakech de Sukkah with Eitz Erez. And Eitz Erez is not one of the Minim which are kosher for Mitzvahs Lulav. Answers the Gemara that we find that Rabbi Barav Hune says that there are 10 Minei Arozim. Asoro Minei Arozim Heim. Since there are 10 Minei Arozim, and one of the 10 is called Eitz Hadas, if so, when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braise that you could be Mesakech with Arozim, he meant to Eitz Hadas. And Eitz Hadas is one of the 4 Minim which we use for Mitzvahs Lulav. Therefore, you could be Mesakech with this Eitz Erez, which is really a Eitz Hadas. That's the Teretz of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Gemara brings this Shita of Rabbi Barav Hune, that there are 10 types of Atzei Arozim, and the Gemara brings that Rav Yehuda, the Amoiro, Rav Yehuda is Choylek on Rabbi Barav Hune, and Rav Yehuda holds that there are only Daled Mini Arozim. There are only 4 Mini Arozim. And neither of one of those 4 are Eitz Hadas. If so, asks Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Gimel, Dibura Matchil Arbo Mini Arozim, asks Tosfos that according to this Amoira, Rav Yehuda, who holds that there are only Daled Mini Arozim, and neither of the 4 Mini Arozim are Eitz Hadas, if so, comes out that the Kasha of the Gemara in Sukkah, Daflamet Zayin Amud Aleph, comes back that we have a stira in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. On one hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could only be Mesakech with Schach that comes from one of the Minim that are kosher for Mitzvahs Lulav. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be Mesakech with Eitz Erez, even though that according to the Amoiro Rav Yehuda, Eitz Erez is not one of the Minim that we could use for Mitzvahs Lulav. Tosfos answers a teretz, but the teretz of Tosfos is a little bit doichak. I saw in the Turi Evan on Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibura Matchil Arbo, that he brings the kasha of Tosfos, and he answers a different teretz than Tosfos. And the Turi Evan is Mechadesh, a big chiddush, and he says that, according to this Amoiro, Rav Yehuda, who holds that there are only Daled Mini Arozim, we must say that the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda had Charoto. That even though the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning said that you could only be Mesakech, the Sukkah, with Eitzim, which come from one of the Daled Minim, which are kosher for Mitzvahs Lulav, but afterwards, the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda had Charoto, and he was Choizer, and therefore, La'alocha Rabbi Yehuda is also moide that you could be mesakech the sukkah with any eitzim and any nesorim from any kind of tree. That's the teretz of the Turi Evan. Now, La'anius Daiti, according to this Turi Evan, we can answer bepshitus the kasha of the Avnei Nezer. And we can say that our sugya is going bishitas the Amoiro Rav Yehuda, which means that the Tanner Rabbi Yehuda was Choyzer Boy and had Charoto, and therefore the Tanner Rabbi Yehuda, Lemaise, La'alocha, holds that you could be mesakech the sukkah with any schach and any eitzim, and will say that our Mishneh and our sugya is speaking after Rabbi Yehuda had charot and was choizer boy. Therefore, the kashe of the Avnei Nezer is not relevant anymore, since our Tanu Rabbi Yehuda also is moide that you could be mesakech the sukkah with any schach, and it's not necessary to use only schach which comes from the four minim which are kosher for lulav. We have mentioned that Rashi explains that the yesoida machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, according to Shmuel, is: are we choishesh only for roiv, or we're choishesh also for miut? Asks the Ran on Rashi two strong kashes. According to Rashi, comes out that roiv batim, the roofs, are made from the sarim, which are white four. Asks the Ran that we see in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Perek Habayis Valdiyeh, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara there, in the Gemara there is mevur, that the derech was to make the roofs of houses from kanim, and kanim are certainly not wide for tfochim. That's one kasha that the Ran asks on Rashi. Another kasha asks the Ran: how come when Rav Papa answers and he says that the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is only nesorim which are between three tfochim and four tfochim, and Rav Papa explains the Yesoida Machloikis, and I quote the Loshon of Rav Papa: Mar sovar kivon de leisnu shiur mokoim loy gazrinen, umar sovar kivon de nafki lehu mitiras lovud gazrinen. Asks the Ran, how come the Gemara, Rav Papa, doesn't mention also that the Yesoida Machloikis between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Meir is totally if we're choishesh only for roiv, or also for miut? Therefore, says the Ran, not like Rashi, that the Yesoida Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir has nothing to do with roiv and miut. On the contrary, we see in the Gemara in Bava Metzia that we mentioned before that roiv batim are made from kanim. Therefore, says the Ran, that the Yesoida Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is that since the Derech Ha'olam is to make a sukkah in a form of arai, so if a person would make the sukkah, the schach, in a form of kva, Chachomim were afraid that he would leave the sukkah and go into the house. Just the shaila is, what's a form of kva legabe the schach? Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says that since we find that Dalet Fochim is a shiur mokm choshuv, therefore, nesorim, which are wide for tfochim, people regard these nesorim as a mokim choshuv and derech kva. Therefore, chachomim were goizer that it's osur to be mesakech the sukkah with nesorim that are for tfochim, because people would leave the sukkah and go into the house, because nesorim of for tfochim is a derech kva, and there's no distinction between the sukkah and the house. But nesorim that are less than four tfochim, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's a derech, that's a form of arai, and therefore people would not leave the sukkah and go into the house. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir holds that since three tfochim, a little more than three tfochim, is a shir which we do not see lovud, that's also a shir choshuv, and therefore people would regard nesorim which are more than three tfochim as a derech kva, as a form of kva. So Chachomim said that it's osur to be mesakech the sukkah with nesorim that are more than three tfochim, because people would leave the sukkah and go into the house. So that's the soida machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, according to the Ran. We find in the Maharam that the Maharam asks a similar kasha on Rashi, like the second kasha of the Ran, and the Maharam answers and he says that what Rashi says, that the Yesoida Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is toloi if we choishesh only for roiv or also for miut, that's only according to the hava amina of the Gemara. Since in the hava amina the Gemara thought that the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is by Nesorim, which are less than four, even less than three, that's why Rashi explains that the Yesod HaMachloikis is if u'choishesh for roiv or u'choishesh also for miut. But after Rav Popo came and said that the whole Machloikis between Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Meir is only in the Sorim, which are between three tfochim and four tfochim, then in Ochanami, the Gemara has Charoto. And the Yesod HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir has nothing to do with Roiv or Miut. Just the Yesod HaMachloikis is similar to the way the Ran explains the Machloikis. The Oruch Laner brings this explanation of the Maharam, and he says that according to the Maharam, we can answer also the first Kasha of the Ran. The Ran asked on Rashi that we see in the Gemara in Bob Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Umud Aleph, that the derech was to make the roofs of houses with kanim. Says the Oruch Laner, Eino Chanami. Aliba de Emes, the derech is to make roofs of houses even with kanim. But in the Havamina of the Gemara thought that the derech to make the roofs of houses is with Nesorim that are wide for Tfochim. That's the explanation of the Maharam and the Oruch Laner to Miyashev Shitas Rashi. Now, Lanius Daiti, according to the Maharam and the Oruch Laner, comes out that the previous Kasha that we mentioned in the name of the Avnei Nezer is not so difficult anymore, because the whole kasha of the Avnei Nezer was built upon that the Yesod HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Meir is toluy for choishesh for roiv batim or choishesh also for miut batim, and that's only according to the Havamina of the Gemara. But according to the Maskonas HaGemara, that the Yesod HaMachloikis has nothing to do with the roiv and miut, so the kasha of the Avnei Nezer is not relevant anymore. We'll continue the sugya on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Lishne achrine, bishleim lishmuel, de omar b'she'ein bohin arbo machloikes, aval yesh bohin arbo divrei hakol psulo, mai mitztarfin le'arba amois min hatzad. El l'rav, bishleim l'rav meir, mai mitztarfin le'arba amois min hatzad. El l'rav yude, do omar afilu yesh bohen arbo, k'sheiro mai ein mitztarfin, kanim be'alme ninu. Asks the Gemara Kashe on Rav from the Braise, bishleim according to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that the machloikis between Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Meir is by Nesorim, which are less than four. Therefore, we could explain what Rabbi Meir says in the Braise, that af Nesorim kisdinim, which means that Nesorim are mitztareif. That's referring to Nesorim, which are wide between three and four tfochim, and kol shekin Nesorim that are wide four tfochim, they are all mitztareif. To passel the din of doifen akumo, if the Nesorim are more than four ames. But according to Rav, that the machloikis between Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Meir is speaking when the Nesorim are wide four tfochim. So bishlem Rabbi Meir, what Rabbi Meir says in the Braise, that the Nesorim are mitztareif, pshat is the mitztareif, to pastel the doifen akumo, if they're wider than four ames. But Rabbi Yehuda, when he says in the Braise that Nesorim ain mitztarfin, since he's speaking by Nesorim, which are wide for tfochim, the Loshen ain mitztarfin is not fitting, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nesorim, which are wide for tfochim, are considered schach kosher, they have a din like Kanim, therefore, the Lashon Ein Mitztarfin is not correct. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. We find in the Marasho and the Maharam that they ask a tremendous Kasha on the Gemara. That we see in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Libe de Shmuel, the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Nesorim Ein Mitztarfin, is good. Ask the Marasho and the Maharam. Also, according to Shmuel, the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Ein Mitztarfin is not correct. Why? Because if Rabbi Yehuda is speaking by Nesorim, which are less than 4 Tfochim, then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nesorim are kosher, like Kanim. So again, the Lashon Ein Mitztarfin is not fitting. And if Rabbi Yehuda is speaking by Nesorim, which are wide 4 Tfochim, then why Taka Ein Mitztarfin? Since Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, is moided that Nesorim that are 4 Tfochim are considered Tzchach Posel, if so, they should be Mitztaref La'arba Amois to Pasel the Doifin Akumo if it's more than Arba Amois. That's the Kashe of the Marasho and the Maharam. Comes the Maharam and says a tremendous Chiddush. That Be'emes, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, when he says, Shnei Nesorim Ein Mitztarfin, he's speaking by Nesorim which are wide 4 Tfochim. And even though that according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda is Moide, that Nesorim that are wide 4 Tfochim are considered Tzchach Posel, that's only the inyan that you cannot sit underneath the Nesorim. But the inyan Doifen Akumo, to Pasel the Doifen Akumo, we do not regard the Nesorim, which are wide, Dalat Fochim, like Schach Posul, and therefore the Doifen Akumo is kosher, in spite of the fact that we have Nesorim, which are wide for Tfochim, more than Dalet Amos. That's the Terz of the Maharam. Comes the Marsho, and also in the beginning wants to say the same Terz of the Maharam, but the Marsho is Doiche that Terz. Why? First of all, it's a big chiddush to say such a chiluk. If legabe to sit underneath the Nesorim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Nesorim which are wide for Tfochim are posul. If so, how come legabe doifin akumo we regard them as schach kosher? Another kasha says the Marsho, just like we see according to Rabbi Meir Alibe de Shmuel, that Nesorim, which are less than 4 Tfochim, are considered Schach Posul, and therefore their Mitztaref Tapasul Doifen Akumo. The same thing should be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Nesorim, which are 4 Tfochim, also they should be Mitztaref Tapasul the Doifen Akumo. That's the Kashe of the Marsho on the Teretz of the Maharam. Therefore, says the Marsho, we must say that Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braise, Shnei Nesorim Ein Mitztarfin, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking by Nesorim, which are less than 4 Tfochim. We ask the Kashe that the Loshen Ein Mitztarfim is not fitting, since they have a din of Schach Kosher, they're like Kanim. Says the Marsho, that since Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, holds that Nesorim, which are wide, 4 Tfochim, are posul. And therefore, Shnei Nesorim, which are wide, each one 4 Tfochim, are Mitztaref to Pasel the Doifen Akumo. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, that Shnei Nesorim, which are less than 4 Tfochim, each one, they are not Mitztaref to Pasel the Doifen Akumo. Which means that the Loshon, Ein Mitztarfin, that Rabbi Yehuda says, is Lav Davke. It's just Agav, since Rabbi Yehuda is Moide to Rabbi Meir by Nesorim, which are 4 Tfochim, that they are Mitztaref to Pasel the Doifen Akumo. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda uses the same Loshon by Nesorim, which are less than 4 Tfochim, and he says that they're not Mitztaref to Pasel the Doifen Akumo. Le'alocho, we find in most of the Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, that you all paskin la'alocha, like Rabbi Yehuda, b'shitas Shmuel. Therefore, comes out that we have a big machloikis la'alocha between the Marasho and the Maharam. According to the Maharam comes out a tremendous chiddush that even though la'alocha we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda Alibi de Shmuel, that Nesorim, which are white for Tfochim, they are posul, and it's usur to sit underneath these Nesorim. In spite of that, we hold la'alocha that these Nesorim, which are wide for Tfochim, do not mitztaref, are not mitztaref to pasul the doifin akuma. On the other hand, according to Marsho, comes out la'alocha that just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Sorim, which are white for Tfochim, are posul, and you could not sit underneath them, the same thing applies L'gabi Doifin Akumo, that they're mitztaref to pasul the Doifin Akumo. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisei b'sh'as asakone, she'vion nusorim shehoyu bohen arbo, ושיחחנו על גבי מרפסס, ויושבנו תחתיהן. אמרו לוי, משום ראיה, אין שעס הסקונה ראיה. This braisa holds, like the shita of Rav, that the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is speaking by nesorim that are wide for tfochim. But lekule alme nesorim which are less than for tfochim are kosher lesikuch. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and brings a raya to his shita that the sorim which are white for tfochim are kosher lesikuch. And the raya is from a ma'ise shehoyo. There was once a situation in Am Yisrael that the goyim were goyzer and did not let Am Yisrael be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Therefore, Chachomim had an eitzah, and the eitzah was to sit in a sukkah with Nesorim that are wide for Tfochim, and the Goyim would not suspect that they are Mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, from that Maise, that Chachomim sat in a Sukkah with Nesorim, which were wide for Tfochim, we see that Nesorim that are wide for Tfochim are kosher lesikuch. On the other hand, Chachomim told Rabbi Yehuda that there's no raya from that Maise, because ein she'as hasakone raya. Explains the Ritvo, what's the machloikis here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim? Is there a raya from the Maise, or there is no raya from the Maise? Explains the Ritvo, that Chachomim hold that even though Chachomim were goyzer, that Nesorim, which are wide for Tfochim, are posul asikuch, but b'sh'as hasakone, that there is no other way to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, only if we'll sit in a sukkah with nesorim that are wide for tfochim, in such a case, chachomim were not goyzer. And since chachomim were not goyzer, therefore we could be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of yeshiva sukkah, even though the nesorim are wide for tfochim. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if chachomim would have pasled Nesorim, which are white for Tfochim, then even b'sha'as hasakone, Chachomim osu chizuk ledivreihem, and therefore they pasled the Sukkah, even though there is no other way to be mekayim the mitzvahs esei of yeshiva Sukkah. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, that if we see that in spite of that, Chachomim sat in a Sukkah, which the Nesorim were white for Tfochim, we see that even Shaloi b'sha'as hasakone, Nesorim, which are white for Tfochim, are kosher lesikuch. That's the Yesod HaMachloikis here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim. Says the Ritva, that since we pass in la'alocha like Shmuel, that the whole Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is only by Nesorim, which are less than for Tfochim, but by Nesorim, which are white for Tfochim, Lukule Alme, the Posul Sikuch. So we see from this Maise that Chachomim sat in a Sukkah, B'sha'as HaSakone, which the Sukkah was Mesukkah with Nesorim for Tfochim, we see La'alocha that even though Nesorim, which are white for Tfochim, a Posul Sikuch, Midrabonon, B'sha'as HaSakone, we could be Mekayim in such a Sukkah, the mitzvah of Yeshiva's Sukkah. Says the Ritva that we see from the Gemara that you could also make a bracha on such a sukkah, which means that b'shas ha'sakone, if a person is mekayim the mitzvah v'shiva sukkah in a sukkah, which the Nesorim are white for tfochim, he could make a bracha on that yeshiva's sukkah. And the raya is, says the Ritva, from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to his shite that the sorim for tfochim are kosher lesikuch lechatchile even shloi b'shas ha'sakone from this maise. L'choiro, if chachomim, when they sat in this sukkah b'shas ha'sakone, they did not make a bracha on the yeshiva, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's raya that Nesorim, which are white for Tfachim, are kosher lesikuch? On the contrary, from that Chachomim did not make a bracha on the yeshiva, we see that Nesorim that are white for Tfachim are posul lesikuch. Comes the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tof Reish Chof Tes, Sif Cotton Chof Beis, and says that this heter that we learned now is not only b'shas ha'sakono, it's also b'shas ha'dchak. If a person, the only way he can mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is in a sukkah that the nesorim are white for tfochim, chachomim were not goyzer in such a situation, and he could be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. The Prime Godim on the Mogen Avraham wants to say a very interesting chiddush, that could be that this whole heter that we have, that b'shas ha'sakone or b'shas ha'dchak, chachomim were not goyzer the gzeira, and we could be mekayim the mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah, could be that's only by a gzeira which chachomim were goyzer in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. For example, like we learned before, the gzeira of nesorim arbo tfochim that the posel midrabonon, or for example, the gzeira that Chachomim made that the table must be in the sukkah b'shas kiyum mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. In those cases that Chachomim were goyzer a gzeira b'hilchois yeshiva sukkah, then we say that b'shas ha'sakono or b'shas ha'dchak, that you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah only if you will be mesakech the sukkah with the sorim which are white for tfochim, or only in a case you could be mekayim the mitzvah only in a case that the table is outside of the sukkah, then we say that chachomim were not goyzer, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah in such a way. But says the Prime Godim, what will be the din in a way that a person can only be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah in a sukkah which the schach is mekabel tumo midrabonon? Says the Prime Godim, that could be that in such a case, a person, even b'shas ha'dchak, would not be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah, because the gzeira that in certain schach, it's chachomim or mesakin that it's mekabel tumo midrabonon, that's not a gzeira b'hilchois sukkah, that's a gzeira b'hilchois tumo. Therefore, we cannot say that if we have a situation of shas ha'dchak in mitzvah sukkah, chachomim were not goyzer, since the gzeira was in hilchois tumeh and not in hilchois sukkah. The Mishneh Berurah in Simen Tof Reish Chof Tes, Sifkot Nun, brings down the halacha the Mogen Avraham we mentioned, that b'shas ha'sakone or b'shas ha'dchak, that a person cannot be mekayim the mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah only with a sukkah that the nesorim are white for tfochim, then he could be mekayim the mitzvah in such a way. But l'inyan bracha, on one hand, the Mishneh Berurah brings the ritva that we mentioned before, that you could make a bracha, but he also brings that some achronim hold that you cannot make a bracha. I saw in the Sefer of the Shiurim of Moron Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levrocha that he asks on those achroinim that hold that you could not make a bracha, how will they answer the raya that the Ritva brings from the Gemara that we see that you could make a bracha? Says Rav Yashiv that we must say that these achroinim would hold that Eino Hanami in the Maise that the Gemara brings, Chachomim did not make a brocha. If so, what was the raya of Rabbi Yehuda? Says Rav Yashiv, we must say that Rabbi Yehuda held that even though Chachomim did not make a brocha, the reason why they did not make a brocha, because the brocha gufa was a situation of a sakone. And if the goyim would see that the yidin make a brocha, leishe basuko, that is a raya that they're oisik in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So that gufa is a situation of a sakone. Therefore, Chachomim did not make a brocha on the yeshiva sukkah. But from that Chachomim is sad in such a sukkah, says Rabbi Yehuda, we see that Nesorim that are wide for Tfochim are kosher lesikuch. The Gemara says at the end of the sugya, Hocho b'mayaskinen kegoin de'ancho apumo de'metalalto de'ayil kloso legav ve'apik chad levar de'havele psal ha'yoytze min ha'suko ve'chol psal ha'yoytze min ha'suko nidoin kesuko. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Braise that Nesorim, which are white four, that hofchon al tzideyen, the halacha is that they're posul. The Braise says, and I quote the Loshon HaBraise, oishenosa noleo neser shurocho varbo tfochim afal pishlo hichnis letoicho elo shloisho tfochim psulo. The Gemara thought in the Havamine that the Braise means to say that if he was hoifech the neser al tzidoy, that's what the Braise means, that the sukkah is posel. Says the Gemara that there's no raya. La'olam we could say that hofchon al tzideyen, the sukkah is kosher, like a neser which is wide only three tfachim. But the Braise is speaking in a case when he put the neser, which was wide for tfachim, on the fourth side of the sukkah, the open side, the ruach harevi, like Rashi says, which is open, and he put the neser on top, and one tefach was outside of the sukkah, and three tfachim were inside the sukkah, and since we have a halacha that psala yoytze min ha'sukkah is kosher, which means it's part of the sukkah, therefore it comes out that the whole neser is considered as if it's in the sukkah, and therefore it's as if we have a neser for tfachim in the sukkah, and therefore the sukkah is posel. The Baal Amor says that the whole sugi here that we just mentioned is speaking by a sukkah ktano, and therefore the sukkah is posel. But, says the Baal Amor, by a sukkah gdoilo, so even though we have here a neser, which is wide for tfachim, that's not a reason to pasal the whole sukkah. The halacha is that in a sukkah gdoilo, if you have a neser arbor tfachim, then it's osur to sit under the neser, but the rest of the sukkah is kosher. We have here on the Gemara a very interesting Rashi, and I quote the Lashon of Rashi. Apumo de metalalto, eitzel ruach revi, she'ein shom doifen, delifke minei al yedei doifen akumo. Deho, ein kan doifen ela pesach. Says Rashi a very interesting chiddush, that the Gemara is speaking when he put the neser, which is wide dalet fochim, upon the ruach revis, upon the open part of the sukkah, and he put on one tefach outside and three inside. Says Rashi that the reason why the Gemara does not say that the Braise is speaking that he put on a neser for tfachim upon the mechitze and one tefach outside of the mechitze and three tfachim inside the mechitze is because that if so, the sukkah would not be posel. Why? Because we would say the halacha of doifen akumo. Says the Marsha, he does not understand what Rashi means. If we say doifen akumo, then the three tfachim, that we regard them as if they're part of the doifen, they're considered schach posel. And since we mentioned before, from the Baal HaMoir that we must say that the sugya here is speaking by a sukkah ktano? If so, three tfochem schach posul in a sukkah ktano passels the sukkah. If so, what's pshat in Rashi? So we find in the Mogen Avrom, Simen Tof Reish Lamed Beis, Sifkotan Aleph, that he brings the kashe of the Marsho and Rashi, and he says a very interesting terz. The Mogen Avrom says that when Rashi says here Doifen Akumo, Rashi means to say that the Doifen Akumo causes that the three tfochim that are inside the sukkah become a part of the doifen, and therefore the tefach outside becomes separated from the three tfochim that are inside. Mimele, we regard the three tfochim that are inside like the sorim that hofchon al tzideim, that now the Gemara and the Havmina wants to say that they're kosher l'sikuch, and they do not have a shame psul. So it comes out that the three tfochim that are inside the sukkah, even though they are a part of the doifen, but since they're only three tfochim, so they have a shame of schach kosher, mimele they could be mitztarev to be machshir the sukkah, even by a sukkah ktano. But says the Mogen Avrom, that's only according to the Havamin of the Gemara. But Aliba de Emes, that the Gemara holds that Nesorim, Shehofchon al Tzideyen, are posul and they become like Shpudin Shol Mateches. If so, says the Mogen Avrom, the same thing would apply, Legabe, the three Tfochim that are inside the Sukkah, we would also regard them like Shpudim Shol Mateches. And therefore, in a sukkah ktano, they would passel the sukkah. But, says the Mogen Avrom, we would still have an afkemine from this chiddush of Rashi, legabei a sukkah gdoilo. Now, legabei a sukkah gdoilo, if a person would put a neser, four tfochim, on top of the mechitze, one tefach outside, and three tfochim inside, so, since we regard the three tfochim inside only like Shpudin Shel Mateches, which are wide three tfochim, and not like Nesorim, which are wide four tfochim. Therefore comes out that by Sukkah Gdoilo, it would be mutter to sit underneath the three tfochim of the Neser, which are inside the Sukkah. As we know, that there is a distinction between Sukkah Gdoilo and Sukkah Ktano. Legabei Schach posul, which is less than four tfochim, that by a sukkah ktano it passels the sukkah, but by a sukkah gdoilo the sukkah is kosher and it's also mutter to sit underneath the schach posul if it's less than four tfochim. Therefore, by sukkah gdoilo here also it would be mutter to sit under the three tfochim of the neser which are inside the sukkah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.